Recorded Books and RB Digital present Tightrope by Amanda Quick, narrated by Nina Alvimar. Chapter 1. 6 months earlier.
"Fly from me, princess," the killer said. "If you fly, I'll let you live."
He was lying. Emily Vaughn knew that death awaited her at the top of the trapeze ladder. She had no choice but to climb to the narrow platform. The long wire necklace strung with glittering black glass beads was a garrote around her throat. The death catcher used it as a chain to control her. He followed behind her on the ladder. The black necklace dangled down her back within his reach. Every so often, he gave it a sharp tug to make it clear that he could slice open her throat whenever it pleased him. Only one more rung remained until she reached the platform. In the morning, they would find her body, and she would be a headline in the local paper. "The Flying Princess Dies in Tragic Accident."
"I watched you fly tonight at the evening performance," the death catcher said. "You were so pretty in your costume. It was all I could do to wait until now."
His voice was a ghastly parody of a lover's croon. He was trying to coax, charm, and seduce her to her doom, but he could not conceal his feverish excitement. She was almost at the top of the ladder. When she looked down, she saw that the floor was illuminated by twin rows of lanterns. There was no net. The death catcher had staged the scene with great care, as if preparing for a real performance in front of an audience. His real name was Marcus Harding. He had been hired on as a rigger. His work had been good. The high wire walkers and the trapeze artists of the Ramsey Circus always inspected the rigging before they practiced and performed. Their lives depended on the skill of the men who rigged the wires and cables. Marcus Harding was an expert, and only a skilled rigger would know how to sabotage the equipment so that the death of a flyer looked like an accident. This was how the three flyers in the other traveling circuses had died, Emily thought. The police in each of the small towns where the performers had been killed had concluded that the victims had perished in tragic accidents or perhaps by suicide. But now it was clear that the hushed rumors that had circulated in the circus world were true. The man they called the Death Catcher was not just a frightening legend. He was real. Moments ago, he had awakened her with a knife to her throat. He had dragged her from her bunk in the train car, slipped the black necklace around her throat, and forced her to cross the empty circus grounds. He had propelled her into the silent, night-darkened big top and made her climb the ladder to the trapeze platform. The ease and skill with which he followed her told her that he was accustomed to high wire and trapeze equipment. She was very sure that he had once been a performer himself. She was shivering so badly. It was all she could do to cling to the ladder. She had been raised in the circus and trained to fly at an early age. The trapeze was as familiar to her as a bicycle or a car. But she was trembling tonight, and not just because she knew Harding intended her to die. She was fighting something besides panic. Her senses were in a fog. It dawned on her that the killer had drugged her. He must have poisoned her at some point during the evening, probably at dinner. They had all eaten the same hash and the same vegetable soup served out of the same pots, but Harding could have slipped something into her food. She had been left alone that evening. The other performers and the clowns, animal trainers, ticket sellers, and roustabouts were still in town, celebrating the surprisingly successful run in Abbotsville. The Ramsey Circus was one of the few traveling shows that had survived the worst of the economic disaster that had followed in the wake of the Great Crash of 29, but it was struggling financially. The stock market had collapsed nearly a decade earlier, but much of the country was still trying to escape the shadow of the Depression. Ticket sales during the past week had been a rare bright
Sample complete. Ready to continue?